Raymond Randall with the tackle for the Tigers of Katy. It's going to be third and long now. And we've got an official's timeout here. So we mentioned a good crowd here tonight. Enjoying what should be an outstanding football game. So it's third down, 7 at the 33-yard line for Klein Collins. Johnson, Newton, and Scarhot will go out wide to the left. Powers in the shotgun. Doyle and now whistles again. I think they're having trouble with the 25-second clock. So, no, it's a... Ooh. The official is getting on the Katy band. Here, oh boy, that's not a good thing to do. All right. Officials roll the clock. 8:33 to go in the quarter. Katy side getting noisy. Listen to him. Powers on the option to the left side, following a blocker of Doyle, and he's only going to get down to the 36-yard line, maybe the 37, a pickup of 4, and it's going to be 3 and out for Klein Collins. So both teams unable to get a first down on their first possessions, and now the Tigers of Klein Collins will have to punt. Oglesby will go deep. Along with Michael, let's see, we've got Brody Anderson and Oglesby back for the punt. And a little sidewind kick and a nice high kick. And it's going to be Anderson back at the 20, and he's met down immediately by the special teams. As coming down quickly to make the play, Jacob Patino on special teams, no gain. On the return, they'll start, the Katy Tigers will start their second series at the 20 with no score in our game. 7:33 to go in the opening quarter. And now the Tigers start their second possession of the game at their own 20. Emery with the I formation behind him. Hands it off to Glass. Glass trying to go off tackle. Not much there. He may have lost a yard. And they're going to say no gain. Once again, it's Jamal Adams with the tackle, filling up the gap, and no gain for Glass. So it's going to be second down. Let's call it 10. At the 20 yard, actually, they're going to call it the 19 is where they're starting at. It's just inside the 20. Receiver on either side. Once again, I formation behind Emery. And he's going to give it the deep handoff, and Glass met right at the line. Nothing there. And it's Straw, the nose tackle, making the play for Klein Collins. So two running plays and no gain. Maybe about a foot. That's it. Third down. Let's call it 10. Let's make it a fit. Let's say 9 at the 20-yard line. So we may see Emery put it up for the first time tonight. 6:35 left to go in this quarter. Brought to you by Alltech Electronics. What you need when you need it. Twins go out. Borowski and Mannix wide to the right. Emery straight back looking. Floats it downside. Has a man there. And the reception is made. Out of bounds. Incomplete. He had Angelo at the 33-yard line, but the officials right there say he stepped out of bounds with the catch. So it's 3 and out again, and they'll have to punt. As Smalls will come in, Bridges and Newton back around the 25-yard line. So the defense is setting the tone here early in this game. As the Tigers with only 9 offensive yards so far, Katy with 9 offensive yards here in the first quarter. 6:18 to go. Smalls will get it away. It's another high, booming kick. Bridges going to call for a fair catch. He'll take it at his 28-yard line. So right now it's the defense setting the tone in this game for both squads. This quarter, which has 6:11 to go, being brought to you by Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. And by Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevrolet. So Powers and Company comes out. They were three and out in our last possession. Powers sends two receivers to the left. Johnson, lone receiver, to the right. He'll give it. Nope. Quick out. Has a reception inside the 40 to the 45 and down near the 48-yard line. The connection to Zach Skirhot. And that's going to be a pickup of 20 yards on the pass play. And a first down for Klein Collins at the 48-yard line. Johnson left, Skirhot, and Newton wide to the right. Brown in the backfield along with Doyle. Newton in motion. Give it to Doyle on the delay to the left side. It's got running room, 45, 40, down the sidelines. Doyle to the 30, Doyle to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. He's in, touchdown, Klein Collins. 52-yard run, touchdown, the Anthony Doyle. A delayed handoff went to the left side. The hole opened. He got to the sidelines, and it was a race to the pylon, and Doyle outraced the KD defense for the score. And now Brazemore on for the extra point. A 52-yard run. With 5:25 to go here in the first quarter. Brazemore on for the extra point. Lines it through the uprights on the money. 6:25 to go, opening quarter. Klein Collins grabs the lead, 7-0 over KD. Texas Sports Radio Network.
My career at HCC.
Basic courses almost complete. Now I'm off to UT.
Night classes are the key to my success.
HCC taught me how to weld. Now I'm in high demand.
Flexible course schedules and online classes are a must.
I got a certification within 4 months and a new job.
HCC has lower costs and is closer to home.
HCC. Start here. Train here. Go anywhere. Register today at hccs.edu.
See Toyota of Katy.com for details.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
Tino Fontenot for the number one certified dealer in the world. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. We right now have certified 2015 Corolla L's for only $13,991. Or choose a certified 2015 Camry SE, also only $13,991. All treats and no tricks throughout October. I-10 and Mason is the home of the number one certified dealer in the world. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. Shop online 24/7 ToyotaKaty.com.
If it's a deal you chase, an exit I-10 and Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
Brazemore has it teed up. Hits a high kick. Oglesby at the 8. Brings it up. 15, 20, 25. And brought down. Thought he was going to make the 25. But he's down at the 23. Collins is trying to say that maybe the ball came out. But it didn't. But now Klein Collins with a 7-0 lead. This scoring summary brought to you by All Technectronics. What you need when you need it. Three plays, 72 yards. The big play, the 52-yard run by the Anthony Doyle. And now here come the Tigers trailing for the first time tonight. Rivera and Glass in the backfield behind Emery. On first down from the 23, play action. Emery's going to put it up. He's going deep for the home run ball, and the pass is overthrown. He was looking for Angelo. But one-on-one coverage down the field. Working against Cameron Godfrey. And the pass is incomplete. It'll be second down and 10 at the 23 now for Katy. Our quarter being brought to you by Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitter since 1959. I said 56. I gave him a little extra time. Second down and 10 from the 23. Emery now under center. He'll pitch it out, whistles before the play, and this is probably going to go against Katie. Looks like a motion penalty against the Tigers of Katie, and that's going to back him up in on the other side of the 20-yard line at about the 18. 5:10 to go here in the first quarter. Klein Collins leading 7-0 in this first time ever meeting between these two programs. Of course, they could, I mean, you hate to speculate, but there is the possibility they could meet again, but that would be in the state finals. But that's a long way to look. Second down and 15 from the 18. Emery looks to throw, fires, has the completion at the 25-yard line as the catch is made by Zach Seidel. And Seidel with the catch as he'll pick up, looks like, about 7 yards on the play. Make that 8. Emery with his first completion of the game. So now it's third down. Third down, 7 yards to go at the 26-yard line of Katie. Angelo will go out wide to the right along with Belkowski. Now Belkowski now in motion to the left side and whistles and a flag. And it looks like Katie, nope, timeout call by Klein Collins. So we'll take a break. 4:26 to go, opening quarter with Klein Collins leading Katie 7-0, Texas Sports Radio Network.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.com.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on line at altex.com.
Well, the defense must have saw something they didn't like, so they call timeout, did Klein Collins. Third down and 7 from the 26-yard line for the Katy Tigers. Emery from the shotgun, back to pass, steps up, fires, and has the completion to the tight end for a first down at the 35-yard line. As he found Parker Etchenberger for the completion, it's a pickup. They needed 7, they got 9. And Etchenberger with a nice catch. So it's first and 10 at the 35-yard line for Katie. As the clock moves, Twins go out to the left side. No receivers to the right. Here's the running play. Copeland, he's got running room across the 40. And down near the 46-yard line, that is Copley. Kevon Copley with a nice run of 11 and a first down for Katie. So now the offense starting to get a little momentum here. Kadarius Page now in the backfield as well. No, check that. Copeland stays in the backfield. He dots the I in front of Herrera from the 46. Emery back. Looks like he's trying to set the screen. He's got to get rid of it. He does. Gets the completion at the 50-yard line. It's Copeland. And they're going to give him the 49. So let's see. Or the 48. We'll have to wait and see how they mark it. Looks like they're going to give him the 49, which would make it a pickup. Nope, the 48. A pickup of 6 on the pass to Copeland. So that's 3 completions in a row now for Rocky Emery. Twins on either side. Single receivers either side. Under center, they'll hand it off. The fullback's got it. He's got the 40, cuts inside, off one tackle, and out of bounds at the 23-yard line. Kadarius Page with the rumble as he takes it down to the 33, a pickup of 15. So the Tigers now getting some running plays now as Glass and Page in the backfield, along with Rivera. Rivera is going to line up as a tight end, so it's Page and Glass now dotting the I. Rivera in motion now to the right. Emery fakes the handoff. He's going to go down the middle looking for his receiver, and it's knocked down. Now, a little boo-boo's coming out at contact made as Aaron Buckley able to knock that pass attempt down for Angelo, and then he pushed off Angelo and got a little reaction from the crowd. It'll be second down and 10 at the 33-yard line of Klein Collins for Katy. Stops the clock with 2:59. The play in the quarter. Bowowski goes out wide to the right side. Saddle now in motion to the right. Deep handoff. Here's the running play. Glass, he'll get across the 30 down near the 29-yard line before being brought down. As Tomlinson, the outside linebacker, makes the play. It's a pickup, let's call it four, for Glass. It's going to be third down, seven at the 29-yard line of Klein Collins. Manic comes into the game. He'll go out wide to the right along with Borowski. Zach Saddell wide to the left. They break the eye behind Emery, who's back, rolls out, fires, has a reception. Mannix has the first down at the 23-yard line. Or we'll have to wait and see. Let's see how they're going to... No. Mannix with the catch, and it is a first down at the 23-yard line. It's a pickup of six on a first down. Nothing fancy, just a little short pattern by Mannix for six and a first down. Ninth play of the drive, which started back at the 19-yard line. First and 10 from the 23. Pitch it out. Glass, sweep, nothing there. Back, so he'll lose ball. Lose yardage back to the 25-yard line. A loss of two as the surge coming up. And that was led by Jonathan Busico. It's a loss of two. So second down and 12 at the 25, a minute 25 to go here in the quarter. Klein Collins leading Katy 7-0. Angelo Bolowski go out wide to the right. Glass, the lone setback behind Emery. And whistles. And a timeout looks like, let's see. It's going to be called by, let's see, was it Klein Collins or Katy? We'll wait and see. We'll take a break. It was called by Klein Collins. So they're down to one timeout. A minute eight to go here in the quarter with Klein Collins leading Katy 7-0. Let's take timeout.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, stay at the Residence Inn at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of champions.
Do you find yourself dreaming about frozen yogurt? Then head to Minchie's to craft your own delicious treat. Guests can choose from premium rotating frozen yogurt flavors and over 50 toppings for unlimited combinations. Plus, if you're looking to add some crunch to your mix, be sure to try a freshly made waffle bowl for free. You heard it. Waffle bowls are free every day at Minchie's HEB Spring Market, located at the HEB Spring Market on FM 2920. Don't miss out on the yum.
It's that time. Second down and 12 from the 25 of Klein Collins. Tigers moving the ball for Katy, and they move too soon, and they're going to lose five back to the 30. A motion penalty False start against Katie, and that's going to move it back 5 to the 30-yard line. That'll make it second down and 17 now for Katie. As this drive started back at their 19-yard line, following the touchdown by Klein Collins, who gave them the lead 7-0. I'm Tom Benet, Texas Sports Radio Network coverage of high school football here at Rhodes Stadium tonight. Twins to the right. Emery throws it quickly outside, and the connection made down to the 25 and back to about the 22, a pickup of 8 as the connection is made. And on the reception was Josh Oglesby as he picks up, let's call it 8, down to the 22. Third down and 9 at the 22. They got to get to the 13 of Klein Collins to keep the drive alive. Etchenberger, the tight end, as he sets up on the right side. He got a big first down earlier in the game on this drive, and now timeout confusion, Katie, and they need to take timeout. Some players unsure where they were supposed to be. So we'll take another break. 29 seconds to go in the quarter. Klein Collins leading Katie 7-0. Texas Sports Radio Network.
Year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Are you a foreign national which no banks have a loan program that will approve you for a home? Or have you ever considered 100% financing? We've got the answers to help you at First Tech Federal Credit Union Home Loans. We're a Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Credit Union and are open to serve the entire TSRN listening audience to take advantage of our low, low rates and closing costs, including jumbo financing. Call Dietrich Wilmer, your home mortgage consultant, and let him take care of your home buying and refinancing needs at 281-636-3638. Again, that's 281-636-3638. First Tech Federal Credit Union Home Loan. Support Cyfair and Klein ISD.
Emery back to pass on third down. Over the middle. Scott is running back out of the backfield, and it's Stacey down at the 1 yard line. The connection to DeAndre Glass down to the goal line. He didn't quite make it. 29 yards on the reception, or check down, I'm sorry. 21 yards on the reception of the Glass out of the backfield. As he found a little crease, 21 yards. And now first and goal at the Raisin Cane red zone. Raisin Cane, one love throughout Klein. Emery under center, hands it off. Glass up the middle, trying to push his way in, and he is not in. And a flag comes out after the play. He did not get in. As the officials looking at the line, looks like he did not get into the end zone, and now a flag comes out late. Let's see what the call is. This could be big again if it goes against Katie. Face mask against Klein Collins. So it's half the distance. How far is that from 1 inch? I mean, the football is just, he barely touched the football to move it forward, folks, on that face mask. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Nope, we got one more play since the offensive penalty. So we do have, this will be the last play of the first quarter, and Katie looking to try and tie the game. As they'll stack the line. Emery under center, just get behind the big guy and go forward. Let's see what they do. Emery hands it off. Glass dives. Touchdown, Katie. A 1 yard dive by Glass has put us an extra point away from a tie ball game. So now it's up to the extra point. Smalls comes in. Seth Small with the extra point. looking to tie it. Up, and it is on the money. And at the end of the first quarter, it is Katy 7, Klein Collins 7, Texas Sports Radio Network.
The Klein ISD Education Foundation is working with community and business partners to provide the first ever Steam Express mobile classroom for the Klein ISD. The Steam Express is a 48-foot custom-built mobile classroom that will feature unique activities and experiments for all ages. Certified teachers will share exciting and unique hands-on learning, allowing students to travel outside the normal classroom experience. Students will also be able to gather data in real time and do field investigations while learning how science, technology, engineering, arts, and math are utilized in real-world applications. The Steam Express is another way the Foundation is providing innovative and creative experiences to meet the district's stated mission of excellence in education. The Steam Express will start traveling around the district in late October. Visit our website at KleinISD.net/KEF to learn more about the Steam Express and our other innovative projects.
Listen to these incredible summertime lease offers at Joe Myers Toyota. New 2016 Corollas for only $149 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $169 a month. New 2016 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $179 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $299 a month. And new 2016 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 36-month lease for one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota. Highway 290, exit Elder.
Smart buyers shop Joe Myers.
For details, call toll-free at 1-866-865-2250.
I'm upgrading.
All right, we're all leaving as we head to the second quarter here at Rhodes Stadium.